Stars and Stripes Forever is just one of many patriotic marches in the repertoire of America's hometown band. The well-known concert band scheduled for a Veterans Day performance at the Muncie Central Auditorium on November 13th. Conductor Roger McConnell says those selections are by design. He's been with the group for 30 years and said audiences can always expect a simple formula that may include a march or overture, a classical piece, dance, popular arrangements, and a patriotic selection.
Well, I have a feeling that good music is being on top of the mountain, and a concert band is right there with that being on top of the mountain. It's a patriotic feeling. It is a exuberant feeling that I am contributing as a conductor to the interpretation of the music.
The band's history can be traced to the late 19th and early 20th century with the Lockwood Band, but the current group came together in 1985. McConnell says their success is tied to their musical selections and their strong unified interpretations and performances.
Not just the selections we play, and it's how we play them and play them together with a unified interpretation.
Assistant Director of Marketing and Communications at Emmons, Christy Chambers, has helped set up at least 10 concerts with America's Hometown Band at Ball State University's Emmons Auditorium, and she's been to every single one.
The band is just your hometown band. I mean, there's no other way to explain it other than the obvious name, but these are just your average volunteer performers who just love music, love what they do, because it's not just your classic music. They do some fun, upbeat tunes that you may recognize, some modern songs. It's great for the whole family.
About 50 to 60 musicians, professional and amateur, are in the band, which plays about 15 programs each year. 90% of the band are Ball State graduates, ranging from all ages, according to McConnell, and he's proud of the strong musicians in the band. One of McConnell's longtime students, David Robbins, is known as the Wizard of the Xylophone because of his impressive skill and quick technique. One of the members has also told McConnell that playing music is the best part of life.
My happiness is being with a really strong group of musicians that are very civic-minded and talented, and that's a real thrill for me.
In Muncie, Madison McGill for IPR News.